beautiful. It's been updated a lot. Looks really nice.
Yeah, the person that she came, she fixed it, she put her 2 weeks in.
Okay.
Ready when you guys are.
Okay. So I guess the story is about walleye. Why, in your estimation, why is walleye one of the key ones to pay attention to for these kind of issues?
Well, I think it's important because it's such, especially for the tribes, it's such a important food culturally to them, and it's just a part of many of their ceremonies and their culture, and it's important to make sure that we're keeping their population safe and looking at how much mercury is present in those, and then making these consumption advisories so that people are informed about what is a safe lake to fish in, how many fish meals they can eat from there a month, basically, and make sure that they're keeping their families safe.
So when you're doing this work, I mean, this is probably just one portion of like the job you do here.
Yep.
But I mean, you talked about you came here the year after this started.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to you to be part of such a long longitudinal study?
Right, it's amazing to have just the breadth of this and the depth of this study, because we've been able to work on this for years, and I've learned a lot of things as a scientist. I started here just out of graduate school. I ground a lot of fish, and now I'm managing the project. So I was able to see that through. I've been able to work with Glipwic individuals, several different individuals there, on writing quality advisories, and looking at what's important when we're doing the analysis to make sure that we're answering the questions that are important to them and doing really good quality work. So we have the quality checks built in, like duplicates and standards and reference checks. So it's important to us. It's great to be able to give that information to people. And I think we just have a really good relationship with Glipwic, and to be able to provide that to them. And it's an interesting topic too. Like, everybody's excited about fishing and everybody loves catching a walleye. So it's good information to be part of all of that together. So.
Okay. Anything else that you can think of that you want to add with what we've been talking about?
Where do you see the trends going?
Yeah, I was worried you were going to ask that. Part of the problem is that because it's a partnership, one of the things that we do is we analyze the fish and we write the report and we hand it off to Glipwic, and then you guys make the maps, but I don't have a clear picture of, you know, what have been the trends over 30 years. We should be able to look at that. I think that there were rules enacted to kind of keep mercury emissions lower, and I think that that did help mercury concentrations in fish. I think that I'm not sure that we're seeing that as much anymore. I think that we saw things kind of drop off with mercury concentrations in fish, and now they've plateaued and maybe jumped up a little bit. But I don't know why that is. I think there's a lot of things that can contribute to that. So that would be it would be really nice, you know, if we could take a look at the data over those years, because we have lakes that we've looked at on 5-year and 3-year cycles. So I think we do have the information that we would be able to, you know, look at data and write a really good paper on what are the mercury trends in the ceded territories in Wisconsin and Minnesota and Michigan. So. Yeah, I think that's really important.
Long term, over the next 10 to 20 years, is mercury still a bigger concern than PFAS?
That's a good question. I think that we know what the effects of having too much mercury in your body are. So I think that that's not going away at all. I think right now PFAS is a little bit of an unknown as far as what are the effects on people, and so I think that that research needs to be done to determine the effects, and it's PFAS analysis is very complicated, and so I think there needs to be efforts made in that front to make sure we're doing good analysis, and hopefully 30 years down the road they've got something like this that they can look back on and say, you know, we've got really good solid results that we're confident in the quality of those results.
Okay. Can I get you to say and spell your name and give your title?
Oh yes, this is going to take a while. My name's really long. Christine Polkinghorne, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. The last name is Polkinghorne, P-O-L-K-I-N-G-H-O-R-N-E. And my title is Research Program Manager at the Lake Superior Research Institute.
And is that technically at UW Superior?
Yes.
In,
so,
or what's the?
Yes, it's at the Lake Superior Research Institute at the University of Wisconsin Superior.
Okay, great.
Yep.
I like to have the.
Yes, and technically I think it's University of Wisconsin Superior, Lake Superior Research Institute.
Gotcha.
I think UWS is supposed to come first.
Okay.